This is Healthy Children with Melanie Cole and expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
As the fall starts in so many parts of the country and it's nice to light a fire in the fireplace or even have a bonfire outside and burn leaves if you're allowed to do that in your state, you have to really be careful of burns. And I don't care if you're a child or an adult, these things happen fast. They happen quickly and they are severe. My guest is Dr. Corey Cross, pediatrician, fan favorite here at Healthy Children. So Dr. Cross, burns, it's always been one of my fears. When we have bonfires, when we have fires, any of these things, someone falling, tripping, oh God, I can barely even talk about it without getting the little wigglies. So tell us about burns and what do you do if you suffer a burn, whether it's liquid, oil, fire, right away. Tell us, what do we do about burns?
So you're right. When I love to go camping and just with the kids running around the campfire, even just standing up to make the s'mores, my heart is always in my stomach just thinking somebody's going to trip, somebody's going to bump into each other. So an open flame is always a time where parents have to be vigilant, and a lot of times they have to create a good distance between children and a flame because children, they're kind of sporadic in their movement, and so you just can't know what they're going to do. So we think about that when we have a bonfire or a campfire or even sparklers. Lots of people like to give their children sparklers, and all of a sudden they're waving it around and they touch somebody next to them. Those sparklers are really hot. People have burned themselves. They burn their eyes. So whenever you're giving your child or putting your child around fire, you have to really think what could happen. And that's the same with trying to avoid any sort of burn injury. So avoidance is best. We want to reduce our water temperature to 120 degrees or less. You always want to test the water. You want to make sure that you're not heating things up in the microwave to the point where they're really hot, because the microwaves sometimes don't heat evenly, and that's especially true for the baby's bottle. But you want to test food and water before you give it to your child, whether it's the water in the tub or the food that you're handing them. You want to make sure with your irons you're being careful, that you unplug them, that you're putting them out of reach. And you really want to make sure if you're cooking and stuff that you're putting it on those back burners, and that you're also putting any hot liquids not on things that kids can pull down. Little kids sometimes walk right by, they pull the dish towel down, and there's a cup of hot tea sitting on top of it. So that's how kids get scalded. So we really want to think, you know, what can my child who gets into everything, who moves kind of sporadically all the time, what can they do in this situation? And then the best thing you can do is try to prevent it and try to keep it safe. But, of course, that doesn't always work.
It doesn't. And I know when you say about the microwave, you just reach in to grab something. And if it's not really a microwave safe dish, or it could be, but it absorbs that microwave energy, the thing gets dang hot. And you go to grab it, and wow, your fingers are just burned. Or kids do the same thing. They grab that hot pocket out of there, whatever, and they've just burned their hands. What do we do about burns? Do we use ice right away? Do you use Vaseline? What do you do with burns?
So we never want to use ice, and you never want to use Vaseline or butter, which are the three things that I think most people end up putting on one of those three on a burn. So there are different degrees of burns. So your first degree burn is, you think about it as your sunburn. So you're going to be red, tender, sore. For those burns, for the most part, you can treat at home. So for those, you want to just run cool, not freezing cold, but cool running water over it for a few minutes. This helps to stop the burning process, it numbs it a little bit, and it will reduce any swelling. And so that's what happens with burns, they swell. So you want to make sure you're not rubbing it back and forth, even though sometimes that takes away a little bit of the pain, because that can increase some blistering. So that's what you want to do with those really minor burns. Secondary burns are anything that blisters. So some of us have gotten severe sunburns that blister. That's what we're talking about. Those are your second-degree burns. There's pain, there's swelling, and blistering. So anything that's a second-degree burn that's on the face, the foot, the genitals, the hand, or over a joint, you might want to have a doctor look at that, because those, depending on how, I mean, a teeny-itsy-bitsy blister we're not worried about, but a big blister, sometimes when those scar, if you've got a hand or a foot or face or your genitals or a joint, that can scar in a way that's going to make that movement not full movement later. So you want to make sure that you're going to a doctor for anything like that. And all electrical burns. So your child puts something into an outlet and gets a burn, you want to make sure you're bringing that kid to the doctor, because sometimes there's injuries on the inside that you're not seeing. Then we move on to the really bad burns, your third and fourth degree burns. So these are where you're going to see some charred tissue. This is when, you know, you maybe unfortunately you were cooking while you were holding a child, or a child takes some scalding liquid and pours them over themselves,
oh,
or
God,
they trip and they get into a fireplace. These are really bad burns. These, you're calling 911 immediately. But what you can do while you're waiting for them to come is you're removing their jewelry. You're removing any sort of tight clothing because, like I said, they're going to swell. So you want to get everything off before they swell. So you want to lie them on their backs. You want to take off their clothing so that it doesn't stick to their skin. And then you want to put some cool compresses on them. And you want to try to use sterile water if you have it to try to make sure that you're not infecting the area. You want to make sure that the rest of their body isn't getting cold, so you want to make sure that you are covering, you know, any part that isn't burned with a blanket. And you definitely don't want to put any sort of grease or butter on it because what happens is that holds in the heat, and so it makes the burn worse. It can make them burn longer.
Wow, I mean, that is really, really hard to even think about, and yet it happens so often. So cooking burns
in an instant. Like, you just pick up your
instant.
You're crying, and you happen to be, you know, stirring the soup, and it just happens. And it happens to all of us. I know, you know, I'm a pediatrician. I think about these things all the time. But I've had a hot cup of tea, and, you know, my kid's been crying, and I try to pick them up. And, you know, I've burnt myself. I've never burnt my child. But, you know, all of a sudden, you're like, why do I have these two things in my hands at the same time? This is a bad idea. Or even putting your kid, lots of people like to cook with their kid in a sling. I think that's a horrible idea because you are just too close to scalding liquid and too close to fire. It's just not a good combination.
So what if you are cooking?
Your child shouldn't be near you.
What if you're cooking, Dr. Cross, and you know you lean over to stir something, and I think of this all the time if I'm cooking in my pajamas or I'm, you know, and I'm short, so I do have to like lean over, plus I catch on things all the time. Mm-hmm. What if you catch fire or your child is learning to cook? They're 12, 13, 14 years old. They want to learn to scramble eggs and they catch fire. What do you tell them to do?
Well, of course, there's the stop, drop, and roll, right? You want to put the fire out as quickly as possible, so smothering it. And you do. You need to call 911 as fast as possible. But what I tell parents, if they're going to let their kids cook, I mean, you really have to make sure they're old enough to be around the fire part of the cooking, the stove and the oven. You know, they can do all the other prep work, but to actually put things in and out of an oven, you know, you've got to really be tall enough and strong enough to reach in there and grab the things in and out. So I say you should probably have your hair pulled back. You shouldn't have any sort of things that are dangling and get stuck. I mean, I know that even with like long necklaces, I've had them get very, very hot very quickly pulling things out of the oven. So, you know, kids, you don't want to, and you don't want them to freak out and then drop it and then it splatters and then burn themselves. So they really have to be old enough to take on that responsibility.
Well, that's really good advice. And when you think about necklaces and things, they can really get hot and then they bounce back on your chest and right away you just got a burn on your chest and it can escalate because then you could spill something. So in just the last minute here, Dr. Cross, your best advice about preventing burns in the first place and what to do if you get one.
So you have to just think ahead and think about, you know, a lot of times when we're making fires, we're with our family, we're celebrating, and sometimes you let your guard down. You just have to try to maybe put a healthy perimeter around that fire so that you don't have to worry so much and that you teach children to respect fire and stay away from it. And you reduce your water temperature and you just try to think ahead. But then when accidents do happen, that you act quickly, that you remove the clothing, that you run it under cool water, and that you don't use butter or grease or ice because that will only make things worse, and that you always call your pediatrician if you need help. Anything more than a first-degree burn, so when you start having blistering, any sort of electrical burn or anything on the hand, foot, face, or genitals or joints, we want to know about it because we're there to help you, and we're there for you to make the right decisions and make sure that you have the least scar possible.
And that is absolutely great advice. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics. This is Melanie Cole. We have more great show coming up. Thanks for listening. Stay well and stay tuned.